This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Emma Vandenhende. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez is seeking re-election. He announced his candidacy over the weekend, stating that he intends to focus on rebuilding the economy and expanding power and water lines. Other candidates that will join the race include Boo Van Nigren, Ethel Branch, Frank Dayish Jr., and Earl Sombrero. The deadline for other potential candidates to file is May 4th. The top two candidates who win the primary election in August will move on to the general election in November. Arizona Representative Debbie Lesko, a Republican, was allegedly among other House Republicans who attended a meeting in December 2020 to devise how to keep former President Donald Trump in office. New records were released Friday by a select committee made to investigate the January 6th Capitol insurrection. Cassidy Hutchinson, one of the top aides to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, testified about other members at the meeting. She shared the names of all the people she believes were present at that December meeting, including Lesko. Two other Arizona representatives, Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs, were allegedly at the meeting. That would mean three of the 11 representatives at the meeting came from Arizona. In a tweet, Lesko denied the allegation, saying she had no recollection of her attendance and that the meeting was not on her calendar. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service wants to remove endangered species protections for fish found in Arizona. It's also denying endangered status for another species of fish found in the state. Cronkite News' Alexandra Mora Medina explains.
In April, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service determined the Lower Colorado River roundtail chub is not at risk of going extinct and doesn't warrant endangered species protection. That's after a year spent assessing the population, habitat, and management of this slender silver-bodied fish.
We found that about 80% of the populations in the range in Arizona and Mexico are stable or increasing with recruitment.
That's Ryan Gordon, a biologist at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Gordon says there have been ongoing conservation measures, including reintroducing the fish in the Lower Colorado River Basin since 2004. But in looking at the roundtail chub, the agency discovered that another fish, the endangered Gila chub, should be taken off the endangered species list. Ryan Shannon is a staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, which has worked to get protections in place for the fish for years. Shannon says that the Gila chub has lost significant habitat due to residential and agriculture development, and drought has meant less water for the fish.
You're kind of left with these pools in between deep spots. But as those get smaller and smaller, the species gets more isolated.
But the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has found that populations are growing. Gordon says conservation efforts to protect the roundtail chub go back 18 years and have relied on agreements.
These agreements involve state and federal agencies and tribes that have been working together to implement these conservation measures.
These measures include expanding and improving habitat for the fish and monitoring the population. Gordon says moving the fish to different areas within historic range has helped decrease competition with non-native species. He says despite drought and climate change, the roundtail chub has persisted over time.
Future predictions show that they will continue to persist.
The public has until June 6th to comment on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's proposed changes on the Gila chub and the Lower Colorado River roundtail chub. Alexandra Mora Medina, Cronkite News.
Cyan Proctor was honored at South Mountain Community College Monday for being the first Black woman to ever go to space while piloting a spacecraft. Proctor was aboard SpaceX's Inspiration 4 spacecraft on her commercial trip out of our atmosphere in September last year. Before going to space, Proctor spent many years teaching geology at the college. She took the time during the ceremony to thank the many people who made her dream become a reality. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego announced that April 25, 2022, will now be remembered as Dr. Cyan Proctor Day. Today marks the 23rd anniversary of Denim Day, as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. It recognizes a rape conviction in Italy that got overturned. The justices said the defendant must have asked for consent since she was wearing tight jeans. Protests began in Italy and slowly spread to the US in 1999. The Denim Day organization encourages people to wear jeans or the color teal as part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month. there are some activities on Arizona college campuses. Arizona State University is giving out free resources, and UArizona will host a physical defense workshop. We had help today from Alexandra Mora Medina and Ashley Hudgeleski. Also, thanks to Justin Torres, who helped produce today's show. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Emma Vandenhyde.